The ban would only apply to members of the assembly and would not cover senators or the governor. And it's only a rule. Because it's not a law, there are no criminal penalties attached. But representatives who violate the ban could be censured on the assembly floor, get removed from any leadership position, and have their state staff or office accounts taken away. Democratic Speaker Mike Sheridan says there's always been a perception that campaign donations during budget talks could influence legislators' decisions. While he says he doesn't think that's the case, Sheridan says the ban is in the public's interest.
I guess one of the things that I've tried to impress upon my members and this body is that the election's over. And it's time to get down to work, and let's set this, the campaigning aside, and let's get our work done here.
While some Republicans expressed reservations, the measure passed a panel of assembly leaders from both parties unanimously. Republican Assistant Minority Leader Mark Gottlieb of Port Washington was one of those to vote yes. Gottlieb introduced a bill last session that would have written these changes into law and covered the Senate and the governor in the process. He says he still favors that approach.
I think the statutory answer is the answer here because it's clear, it lays out what the rules are for everybody and makes everybody who deals with the budget puts them in the same situation.
Speaker Sheridan said the assembly needed to, quote, clean up its own backyard first, but he also said he intended to take up Gottlieb's campaign fundraising bill later this session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.